الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, the ayat before ayat al-Kursi in Surah al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, spend from what we have given before that day comes when there will be no trade and there will be no wala shafa, there will be no intercession illa biiznillahi ta'ala, and la bayun wala khullatun wala shafa, and there will be no friendship, there will be no khalil, there will be no friendship, and there will be no trade, and there will be no intercession illa mashallah. Spend from what we have given before that day comes. And the kafirun, the people who deny, are the zalimun, they are the people who are oppressors. I am reminded of this ayat because yesterday one of our dear brothers and musallis, Habib Khan, passed away. Habib Khan was 34 years old and he had a massive heart attack and he died. Now his death itself is inshallah bashara. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his qabr with noor, because he died in a state of fasting. Around 12 o'clock he was fasting yesterday, and alhamdulillah he died in that state. So that kind of a death inshallah is a bashara by itself, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to his family and to give him jannatul firdausul ala bi ghairi hisab. The question is, I was thinking yesterday, I went to the janaza, that 2 days before that on Jummah I met him, because he used to pray Jummah here, and he would wait and to meet me, and then he would go only after meeting me, always big smile on his face, mashallah. And I met him in Jummah. Now when I met him in Jummah, did I know that I would not be seeing him again? That was the last meeting that I was going to have with him. Did I know that I would not see him this Jummah? Because every Jummah he used to come. When I met him in Jummah, did I know that I was going to attend his funeral on Tuesday? Did he know this? Think about it. I mean, I didn't know, but did he know this? So as I'm sitting and talking to you, do I know that I will be here to give you the further reminder tomorrow? Do you know that I will be here to give the further reminder tomorrow? Seriously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these wake-up calls, but we seem to treat them as if this happens only to others. Now from the perspective of Habib Khan, alhamdulillah, it was a good death. We have to go. One day everybody has to go. And inshallah al-Musta'an, his death is a bashara by itself. It's a, you know, good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by itself. But what about me? What about others? Can we guarantee that we are going to die in this state? We don't know. We do not know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Tawaffana musliman wa alikhna bis salihin. We ask Allah to take our life as Muslims and to resurrect us with the salihin. The key thing is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the following ayat after this one, after ayatul kursi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur wal ladhina kafaru awliyahumut taghut yukhrijunahum minan nuri ila zulumat. Now Allah is saying, Allah is the wali, Allah is the protector, Allah is the one who takes care of the believers and takes them out from misguidance into guidance. And those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who refuse to accept this guidance, the people of Tawud, the people of Kufr, Shirk, these people go from Noor into Zulumat, into darkness. So if you look at this equation, somebody is coming from darkness into light, somebody is going from light into darkness. Now, meaning that even if you are in light, do you know which direction you are headed? Because even the one who is going into darkness is going into darkness from light. Minan nuri ila zulumat. So the issue is that even if we think that we are, you know, all rightly guided, and this is what we believe about ourselves, may Allah make it true. The point is that, do we know which direction we are going? Now the way to see that direction is to continuously take stock of our lives and see what kinds of actions am I doing on a daily basis. And that is why Ramadan al-Kareem comes. Somebody, a good friend of ours, sent me the quote of Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayh, where he said that a racehorse, and all our Malakpet punters know this very clearly, he said that a racehorse at the end of the race strives the hardest. You see, the jockey has something to do with it also, but the racehorse runs the, puts in the final burst of energy when it's coming to the finishing post. So Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah said that even if, he said, have a little more sense than the racehorse, let not the horse be more clever than you. He said that if you started Ramadan in a state of weakness, at least end it in a state of strength, so that you can get the benefit of Ramadan. Now if you see, half of the month is gone, right? Half of the month is over. Another 3-4 days, 5 days, we will be in the last Ashara of Ramadan. Now, whatever, however we started Ramadan, Allah knows best. But the issue is not to look at the past, the issue is to look at the future and say, how am I going to end this Ramadan? What am I going to do today? So if you look, if you want to look at this, the ayat which I recited, which is, are you going from Noor into Zulmat or are you going from Zulmat into Noor? Which one? Is to look at our lives on a daily basis and say that between yesterday and today, what is the difference in my behavior? What is the difference in my life? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a Muslim is one for whom 2 days are not equal. 2 days are not equal. I mean, on a daily basis, there is some improvement in his or her life. So we need to look at ourselves and say, how has my life improved? How am I more obedient to Allah today than I was yesterday? How am I following the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today more than I was following it yesterday? Right? Seriously, we have to ask this question. Because the day will come, like it came for Habib Khan yesterday, it will come for me, it will come for you. And at that time, when the day comes, when the time comes, when Malakul Maut comes, at that time to sit and wish that I had done this and I had done that is the most stupid thing that you can ever imagine, because nothing is going to happen. You can wish as much as you want. The time to do is now. It's not when we see Malakul Maut. And that's the reason why I remind myself and you, let us not waste that time. Daily, on a daily basis, take stock and say, am I following the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more today than I was following it yesterday? Each one of us knows very clearly. I don't need to list what are the obvious sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we omit. What are the obvious sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we deliberately destroy on a daily basis? How are you going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell me. Yeah? Whatever futur has filled your mind from shaitan, how are you going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are asked this question, why did you deliberately destroy the sunnah of my Nabi? And if you think that you will not be asked this question, wait until you meet Malakul Maut. The day is not far. The day is not far for me and the day is not far for you. Wait until you meet Malakul Maut. Or correct yourself now. Your choice. Your choice. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are asked this question and say, why did you disobey Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah fard. How is it that you don't pray? Allah made salah fard for the men in the masjid. How is it that you are praying in your house? Where is the dalil for this? Why are you praying in the house? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's famous hadith. And this is, who is this? Who is saying this? Rahmatulil alameen. Rahmatulil alameen. What is he saying? He said, I wish I could ask Bilal radiallahu anhu to call the adhan, and after that I would go into the city, into the town, and if I find a Muslim in his house after the adhan has been called, then I would like to collect firewood and burn down the house of that person on his head with the person inside. Who is saying this? Rahmatulil alameen. Yeah? Then why is he saying that? And he's saying that about Muslims. He's not saying I'll go and burn down the house of a person who's not a Muslim. No. Muslims. Did he say a Muslim who's not praying? No. Who's praying in his house even after the adhan was called. There is a reason. You might pray in your house because there is some reason for that. Your house is far from the masjid or something. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Allah is the one to accept. But what about those who Allah has blessed by allowing them to live close to masajid? Why do you still pray in the house? What about those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created male? The male is born with a beard on his face. That is part of the genes. It grows. You leave it alone, it grows. How do you shave it? You are altering the Qudrat and the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are, which itself is shirk. And then you are destroying the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. Every day. And reminder after reminder after reminder. And all that you have to say is, why do you keep saying the same thing again? My answer is, why do you keep doing the same thing again? If your doing is not bothering you, why is my saying bothering you? Ignore me, no? Ignore me. Ignore me until the day when you meet Malakul Maut. That day will come. Make no mistake whatsoever. And just like I did not know that I was not going to see Habib Khan after that Friday, you and I do not know when our time is going to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us and warned us again and again and again. Prepare for that day which will come when la bayun fihi wala khullatun wala shafa'ah. No trade. On that day you can't trade and say, okay, I'll give you this and give me that. No, nothing. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to take heed, to enable us to make our lives completely and totally obedient on Him jalla jalaluhu. Right? I mean, absolutely beggars the imagination. Not only do we disobey Allah, but we deliberately seek problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How else do you say when the symbol of Islam is sujood? Islam is submission to Allah. The symbol of submission is sajda. A Muslim who is praying, who is going into sujood, then gets out of sujood, goes outside the masjid and he signs a interest-based banking transaction and he takes a loan or he gives his money on interest. How is this possible? Tell me. How is this possible? This is something which is technically impossible. How can you be submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting a declaration of war from Him in the same breath? So you are submitting yourself to your enemy? Is Allah your enemy? Is Muhammad Rasulullah your enemy? Because that's what you are saying. If you are indulging in interest-based transaction or banking transaction, you are saying that Allah is my enemy, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my enemy, and you are accepting a declaration of war. I didn't say this, it's not my fatwa, go read the Quran. So you are saying that you are going to pray salah and make sujood and make dua, oh my enemy, give me this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. What has happened? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those ayat related to the interest, Allah said they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment as if they are mad, as if shaitan has touched them, as if they have lost their complete. I mean, isn't it madness? Isn't it insanity? Does it make sense to you? Complete total contradiction, two opposite things together in the mind at the same time. Submitting and accepting a declaration of war. If this is not insanity, please tell me, define insanity for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah called it insanity. Allah said, they will stand before Allah as if they are mad. My brothers and sisters, high time to wake up, please. High time to wake up. So let us wake up, let us stop fooling ourselves. Let us change our ways, and the time to do it is not 1 year later, 2 years later. It is right now, right now. Do not go to sleep. Don't go and don't pray Dhuhr without changing something in your life. And if you are in these kinds of things, if you are breaking the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam, if you are buying war from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and all that, do not even wait until the time for Dhuhr before you change that situation in your life. And don't think about, oh no, if I do this, the banker will come and tell you, if you do this, you will lose money. If you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will know the value of that money which you lost or you gained. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sense to understand and do what is pleasing to Him and save us from ourselves and stop doing what is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.